matter, you know. But still, you have come on the sand, and we are not going to disturb you. లేదు మేనేజ్ చేసేద్దాం, ఏం పర్వాలేదు. యూ సిట్ కంఫర్టబుల్ వాల్ ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ ప్రిఫర్డ్ ప్లేస్ టు ఐఎమ్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ ది టైమ్. Now there is no need to wait also, for people look like have come. Om Shri Purnamaha Hari Om
Shri Smriti Purana Nama Adayam Tarunadayam Namami Padavarpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Om Thato Brahma Jignyasa
Thato Brahma Jignyasa.
So Atha upwards, there must be something before Atha. Then only the meaning of afterwards will be logical. Otherwise the word meaning afterwards will not have any sense. There must be something. And what that something should be, that is the question. Should it be something related to Brahma Jignyasa or could it be anything? So the logical conclusion is it should be something related to Brahma Jignyasa, not anything. I told you in the morning on the statement sarvopi yatkinchit karma krutva yatkinchit karma karoti, right? So therefore you can always put an atha, like aham snanam karomi atha aham phalam bhojami, like that you can say. There is no connection between taking bath and eating fruit. There is no connection. But still you can put an atha. That kind of atha, is it that kind of atha? No. It is not that kind of atha. What you put before atha must be the hetu for Brahma Jignyasa. Hetu phala bhava. So should be there. Generally, hetu is prior to phala. Therefore, the atha must mean hetu phala bhava. Up to that we have come. So accepting that much, then what is it that can be taken as the hetu for Brahma Jignyasa? So let us say, so in the case of Dharma Jignyasa, the hetu was taken as Swadhyaya, study of Veda, that was taken as the hetu. So Atha Swadhyaya Mantaram Brahma Dharma Jignyasa, like that it was done in the case of Dharma Jignyasa, Dharma Mimamsa. So let us do the same thing here, because this is also study of Vedic statements only. There the Swadhyaya of the first portion of the Veda, here Swadhyaya will be the last portion of the Veda. Therefore we need not look for some other meaning of the Hetu, some other thing as Hetu. The same thing we can take as Hetu. So if that is the argument, then Shankara says, to Swadhyayanantaryam tu samanam. So, putting Swadhyaya before Atha, that is called Swadhyaya Anantaryam. So, Brahma Jignyasayaha Swadhyaya Anantaryam tu samanam. Samanam with what? Dharma Jignyasaya samanam. That is the entire sentence. So, Dharma Jignyasa comes after Swadhyaya. Brahma Jignyasa also comes on after Swadhyaya. Saying like that, we don't have any objection. That is fine. But we are not looking for some incidental prerequisite. We are looking for the asadharana karanam to be presented before Atha. Something which is uniquely the cause of Brahma Jignyasa should be presented before Atha. That kind of a thing we are looking for. And that is not Swadhyaya, because Swadhyaya is samanam for all kinds of mimamsa. For Purva Mimamsa, Swadhyaya is required. For Uttara Mimamsa, Swadhyaya is required. Therefore, that kind of sadharana karanam is already accepted. You need not particularly state it. You have to state an asadharana karanam. That should come. Means what? Without which Brahmajnyasa cannot proceed. With which only Brahmajnyasa can proceed. That kind of anvayavyatireka, that kind of asadharana karanam, you should find out and put it as the meaning of anantaryam. That is what he is saying. Then there is an objection to that Purvapaksha. Namu
iha
karma vabodhanantaryam visheshaha.
Karma vabodhanantaryam visheshaha.
Yeah. So that is not a problem. You put it to Swadhyaya anantaryam only. So Brahmajnyasa. Svadhyaya anantaram. Atha means Svadhyaya anantaram. That is the sadharana hetu. And then put the asadharana hetu, the unique reason, as karma avabodhanantara. To put that. So first study Veda and then do karma mimamsa. That is called dharma mimamsa. Karma mimamsa, dharma mimamsa. Do that. And then do brahma mimamsa. Brahma jinyasa. Jinyasa is mimamsa. Let us put it like that. So then what happens? Svadhyaya is common. Therefore you put it before karma mimamsa. And karma mimamsa you put it as the pushkala karanam or asadharana karanam. So now what we say is Svadhyaya is there already. Karma mimamsa is a must for brahma mimamsa. Let us put it like that. So let us do like that. That is the mimamsaka's way of approach. In fact, mimamsakas, karma mimamsakas, they don't want to do anything with brahma mimamsa. They want to avoid it altogether. But when you cannot avoid it, you give a second place to, you incorporate, you try to give second place to brahma mimamsa. Well, that also cannot be done. Pushing karma mimamsa into the path of brahma mimamsa. Somehow pushing karma mimamsa and make it some kind of an attachment to brahma mimamsa. They try like that. That is the Purvapaksha. Therefore, now we say, you should do karmas, then only you should do brahma mimamsa. Now, I ask you, don't you see that kind of tendencies in present day religion? Don't you see that? You see that? It is always there. Only thing is we are discussing it here as Purvapaksha, but it is always there. So, for example, we are supposed to do Brahma Mimamsa, and therefore we all assemble to do Brahma Mimamsa. Then what we do? We start some Karma Mimamsa. We start some rituals and get established in rituals. And after doing the rituals to our satisfaction, then whatever free time is left, then we undertake some Brahma Mimamsa. So what is put is Purvapaksha here, in a way, it is there in the social life of people. Isn't it so? That is the Purvapaksha. Then Shankara says, no, that is not acceptable. You know why? Dharma jignyasaya pragapi
adhita
vedantasya jignyasopapatte. So you have to put something before atha as the meaning of anantaryaha in such a way that something becomes the prerequisite for brahma mimamsa. That kind of a thing you have to put. And therefore, when you put karma mimamsa, then the meaning comes as karma mimamsa anantaram brahma mimamsa. That is the meaning. Then what happens, you know, without karma mimamsa, there cannot be anything called brahma jnana. You should arrive at such a conclusion. But the anubhava is not like that. What is the anubhava? Ragapi. Adhita Vedantas, Dharma Jignyasaya Pragati. There are any number of contexts where this person, he becomes a young man and he doesn't do any Dharma Mimamsa. and he directly goes to Brahma Mimamsa and studies Vedanta and gains Atmajnana and be liberated. Now, when you have such cases, putting Karma Mimamsa as a must before Dharma Mimamsa, before Jnana, Brahma Mimamsa, becomes a wrong thing to do. You cannot do that. So, now, why? He, because there is a he, right? If it is not the he is not there, not a problem. Panchamaya Bhakti is there because Dharma Jignasaya Pragapi, even before Dharma Jignasa is done, somebody studies Vedanta, Adhita Vedantasya, somebody studies Vedanta, and then for him, Brahma Jignasa Upapatte, for him, Brahma Vichara is indeed a very practical and attainable. Upapatti means attainable. It works for him. He did not do Dharma Jignasa. What is Dharma Jignasa? Study Veda and look at the Karma Kanda and understand all the karmas and perform those karmas. That is the Dharma Mimamsa. This gentleman, he has not done anything of that kind. Pragapi. And then he studied Vedanta. Now he has done Brahma Vichara. Can he do it or not? He can do it. There are any number of such examples where people directly come into Brahma Mimamsa and they get liberated. You know how? When you say Dharma Mimamsa, which is also called Karma Mimamsa, when you say you are doing it, it's a must that you should get married. Without getting married, there is no karma anushthana and all that. Mimamsa means what? You understand and implement it. And therefore you have to get married. And so you should get married, do all those karmas, and then become old, and then to take to sannyasa, then study Vedanta, then only you will get jnanam, otherwise not. That kind of a meaning will come if you put karma mimamsa before Brahma mimamsa. But that is not acceptable. The fact is not like that. Therefore, the conclusion is karma mimamsa cannot be a prerequisite for Brahma vichara. Okay? Then, this atha means krama, a sequence. Sometimes the sequence may not be significant. Just it is a coincidence that the one thing is done after another thing. It's a coincidence. There is no connection between the two. Sometimes there is a connection. So that you do first, and then that makes you, that prepares you for the next. So that kind of krama, maybe there is a krama sequence, a meaningful sequence, or a significant sequence is there between karma and Brahma. Maybe, why not? So Shankara says, there is no such sequence. So if suppose there is sequence, then what it means? First you should do karma, that prepares you, that qualifies you, and then you should do Brahma. That is the significance of sequence. Now, is there such a sequence? Now that issue he is addressing. Okay? Like, and for that he gives an example. Yathacha
Shradayadhyavadananam
Anantariyaniyamaha Kramasya Vivakshitatvat Natatheha Karmo Vivakshitaha. So he takes an example from the Mimamsa itself. And so the Hridayadi Avadananam. Avadana is the material that has to be offered as an oblation in the fire, that is taken with the hand. That action is called Avadana. Okay? So Dyo Avakhandane, that is the Dhatu. For that, Ava is the Upasarga. And the Bhavartha Pratyayam comes, whatever Avadana it becomes. And you know how what is the Avadana? It's a simple action. Like now, this is the material that is to be used for Homa. So I take a piece of it and put it here. That is called Avadana. Okay? The mantra is like this. The Vidhi, Brahmana is like this. హృదయస్యావద్యథ జిహ్వాయ అథ వక్షస దడితి మంత్ర. సో హృదయస్య అవధ్యతి ఇన్ మంత్ర ఇన్ విధి షష్ఠి విభక్తి కమ్స్ ఫర్ కర్మ కర్మణి షష్ఠి. దిస్ హృదయస్య అవధ్యతి. సో హృదయ ద హార్ట్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ షష్ఠి యునో ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ యు పుల్ ఎ స్మాల్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ అండ్ కీప్ ఇట్ హియర్. హృదయస్య అవధ్యతి అథ జిహ్వాయా దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ జిహ్వా ద టంగ్ ఆఫ్ ది యానిమల్. What are you looking at me like that? Don't bother about all that. Understand the meaning of the word atha. Atha jifvayaha. So jifva is there. Take a small piece of that jifva, pull a piece of that jifva and keep there. Hrudayasya vadyatyatha jifvaya atha vakshasaha. The lung is there. Take a piece of that lung and keep it there. Here, త్రీ అవధానాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఫస్ట్ హృదయావధాన, జిహ్వావధాన అండ్ వక్షోవధాన. త్రీ అవధానాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో కెన్ వీ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఎవర్ వే వీ లైక్? కెన్ వీ డూ ఇట్? లైక్ ఫస్ట్ జిహ్వా ఐ విల్ డూ, దెన్ వక్ష ఐ విల్. కెన్ యూ డూ ఇట్? యూ కెనాట్ డూ ఇట్. మేబీ టూ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అట్ ఏ టైమ్ కెన్ ఐ పుల్ అవుట్? నో. ఆల్ ది త్రీ కెన్ ఐ టేక్ అవుట్ ఇన్ వన్ గో? నో. యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ద సీక్వెన్స్. There the atha means the sequence. Kramasya vivakshitatvat. In the vidhivakya, the sequence is also mandated. That's why atha is put. Okay? Therefore, this word atha, it comes in the context of krama vivaksha. Means there is the intent on the part of the shruti to mandate the sequence. That kind of a sequence between karma and brahma, can we take here? No. You got it now? So, tatha iha kramaha na vivakshitaha. Here, atha is not a sequence of actions. You see, when you have to do two actions, same person has to do two actions, then you have to put a krama. That is krama vidhi, an important aspect of vidhi. If two different persons have to do two different actions, krama is not necessary. They can do it at the same time. If the same person has to do two different actions at different times, then krama is not required. But if the same person has to do two or three different actions at the same time, then krama must be there. Here Advayu, the priest who performs the oblations, he has to perform this action, not one action, in fact more than one action, two or three actions. Therefore, the krama must be mandated, otherwise the actions cannot be done properly. So the sequence is significant here. Therefore, Advayu is asked, first take hrudaya, then jifva, then vakshaha. That kind of a krama mandate, is it there in the context of karma and brahma? No. This atha doesn't mean that kind of a krama. Why not? Because the reason, now this krama is not intended by the Shruti or by the Sutrakara. Krama is not intended. Krama between karma and brahma. First karma, then brahma. That is not the intent of the Sutrakara. Why? So Bhashyakara is giving many reasons for that. The first reason is Sesha Seshitve Adhikrata Adhikareva Pramana Bhavat. That is one hetu. You see, there is a thing called the Sesha Seshi Bhavat. Sesha is auxiliary or secondary. Sheshi is the primary. This is Sesha Seshi. These words are Sesha Seshi. You hear in Purva Mimamsa. Okay? And also in Ramanuja theology, you hear the words are Sesha Seshi. In entirely two different contexts, this expression is used. In the theology, Jiva is a Sesha and Ishvara is a Seshi. That is called Shesha Seshi Bhava. That means what? Before Mukti or after Mukti, on the earth or after going to Vaikuntha, wherever you are, whenever you are, for times, timelessly, up to the end of time, permanently, so you will remain subservient to God. That is the thesis. That is called Sesha Sesha Bhava. So, if you are okay with it, then you are wonderful. But if you have an issue with it, then you have to struggle with it now. So that is the Sesha Sesha Bhava. That is incidental, keep it aside. Then come to Mimamsa. In Mimamsa, you see, there is a Sesha Sesha Bhava. How? Like Darshapurnamasa is a yajna. It is a ishti, not yajna, ishti. It is a ritual which is performed over a period of one day. On Amavasya day, it is called Darsha. And Darsha means Amavasya. And also Purnamasa. Purnima day it is performed. That which is performed on Purnima day, it is called Purnamasa. And on Amavasya day, it is called Darsha. These are the two ishti. Ishti means some Vedic ritual where you offer oblations, gifts, etc. into the fire. That is called ishti. Yajna becomes ishti. Samprasadnam and all that will come. So, yajna becomes yajna, yaga, and also ishti. Now, so, this is Darshapurnamasa ishti. There are a few homas. They are called samidho yajati. That is the vakya. It is called samidyaga. Okay? Then samidho yajati, tanunapata yajati. That is another yaga, tanunapata yaga. Like that, one more. Samidho yajati, prayaja yajati. So prayaja is the name of some homa, and that yaga you have to do. That yaga is not a big yajna or any such thing. Devata uddeshena travyatyago yagaha. So you have to offer an oblation. So samidho yajati, that is one oblation. The twigs are offered into the fire. Then prayajan yajati, that is another oblation. These are all part and parcel of the Darshapurnamasa. Okay? There is a relation of Shesha Seshi Bhava between these yagas and Darshapurnamasa. These are all Shesha, 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 and Darshapurnamasa is the Seshi. When some such a Sesha Seshi Bhava is there will be a sequence, and the sequence is significant. Then in such situations, the Krama sequence becomes important. If there is such a Sesha Seshi Bhava, means auxiliary, primary, or secondary, primary kind of relationship between the Karma and Brahma, suppose. Then, you know how the sequence happens. First, all the secondaries are performed. Thereby, the primary gets accomplished. Okay? That's why there, Samidhyaga is performed first. Then, Tanunapata Yaga. Then, Prayaja Yaga. All those Yagas are performed. And finally, you will arrive at the conclusion of Darshapurnamasa. Such a situation doesn't exist. Such a situation means what? Shesha Seshi Bhava doesn't exist between Karma and Brahma. Okay? Therefore, the Krama between Karma and Brahma, the Krama, the sequence, is not acceptable. Sequence becomes relevant only when the Shesha Seshi Bhava is there. That is what he says. So, Shesha Seshi Dve Pramana Bhavat. Sesha Seshi Bhava is also established by Vidhi. Vidhi is the Pramana, the means of knowing. That Shruti Vakya. There is no Shruti Vakya at all which says, to say that Karma is the Sesha for Brahma, which is the Seshi. That kind of Shruti Vakya is not there. Therefore, Sesha Seshi Bhava between Karma and Brahma does not exist. Therefore, a word like Atha to establish a Krama between Karma and Brahma is not possible. That is dismissed. Then there is one more thing called Adhikrata Adhikarova. There is Adhikrata Adhikara. You see, Adhikara means eligibility. Adhikurta adhikara means you become eligible for something provided you are already eligible in a different way. That is the eligibility if you are eligible. So first one eligibility you should acquire, and now you become adhikarta, already eligible by virtue of one accomplishment. Then you become eligible for something else. That is called adhikarta adhikara. It is something like those who have passed BSc are eligible to apply for MSc. Now what is this eligibility, BSc eligibility? BSc eligibility is a precondition for MSc eligibility. Therefore, those who passed BSc, they are adhikurtas. They are eligible for joining MSc. That kind of adhikrata adhikara. For the example given is darshapurnamase neshva somena yajyate. That is the vakya, vidhivakya. The vidhivakya is there. Esha vaideva ratho yaddarshapurnamasau yodarshapurnamasa vishva somena yajyate. So, this Darshapurnamasa is a Devarathaha. It is like a chariot to go to heaven. Eshavai Devarathaha. That's why Darshapurnamasa Ishtva Somena Yajyate. That Ishtva is a Tva Pratyayanta. And Panini has made it very clear, for Tva Pratyaya to come, the Karta must be same. There must be two actions, the Karta must be same. And there must be in the proper sequence, then only the first action gets a tva pratyaya. There is a sutra like that. You cannot say, aham bhuktva tvam gichyasi. You should not write such vakyas. That is wrong. Because bhojanam aham bhuktva aham gichyami. You have to say karta must be said. So darshapurnamasena ishtva. That is tva pratyaya. Therefore, the one who has performed darshapurnamasaha, that is the adhikrata. Already he is adhikrata. Becomes eligible for somayaga. Somena yajyate. That kind of adhikrata adhikara. Now applied to karmana brahma, the person who has done all kinds of karmas mandated by the Veda becomes eligible for brahma mimamsa. For study of Vedanta, pursuit of Vedanta. Okay? Atmajnana. Now, is there any such thing? If that is the case, then atha becomes very meaningful between krama, karma and brahma. That kind of a thing is not there. Pramana abhavat. There is no vakya which says, so karmani kartva atmanam janiyat. Like that, there is no vakya. So the Shruti says, know yourself. Only that much it says. It doesn't say, first do karmas, then you know yourself. It doesn't say like that. Therefore, that kind of adhikrata adhikara bhava, the relationship of adhikrata adhikara between karma and brahma is not there. Therefore, you cannot say atha means kramam. Therefore, the meaning of krama for atha is rejected. You see, there is a vakya we hear it all the time. This topic will come later. We will make a progress now. So, therefore, krama is ruled out. That is the logic of the sentence. Now, he gives one more reason to negate, refute the sequence of karma followed by brahma. That kind of a sequence he is further refuting by saying, dharma brahma jijnyasayoho phala jijnyasya bhedachyam. See, between two karmas there can be a sequence when the goal that you reach by doing those karmas is the phalam is same, or the nature of actions is also same. The nature of actions is same, the goal is same, therefore the sequence gets established. You know? Like darshapurnamasena ishtva somena yajyate. There, darshapurnamasa is a karma, you should know it and perform it. Somayaga is another karma, you should know it, perform it. Both of those karmas have a swargam phalam. Okay? Therefore, The knowing of karma and its performance is same for both. Their phalam is also same for both. Therefore, you can put an atha between. And that atha establishes a karma. Whereas, come to karma and brahma. Karma is something which you know and perform, or you have to perform the action. Just knowing is not enough. Okay? Therefore, jignasya, what is that you want to know in the context of karma study? What is it that you want to know? You want to know how to perform the karma, and having known that much, you will go and perform the karma. That is the nature of jignasya there. Jignasya means that which is intended to know. That is the jignasya. Jignasitum ishtam. That is jignasyam. Therefore, you know karma and go and perform it. That is the jignasya. Come to Brahma, you know Brahma, and there is no and. Knowing itself is complete in itself. Okay? Therefore, jignasya bheda is very clear. Like you study Veda, Karma Kanda, and understand all the vidhi. Now what will you do? You have to get up and you start doing karmas. Whereas you come to Brahmajnanam, study Upanishads, and know the Brahman, then what will you do? You need not do anything. You see how much difference is there in the jignasya. And then phala. For the karma, you do karma, perform karma, and get a swargam phalam. Whereas for Brahmajnana, phalam is not swargam, phalam is moksha. Therefore, phala bheda is also there. When the jignasya is same, you can establish a krama between the two. When the phala is same or similar, you can also establish a krama between the two. But when the jignasya is different, phala is also different between karma and brahma, how can you fix a krama between the two? You cannot. Okay? So now you look at it. So what are all we are rejecting between karma and brahma? Sesha seshi bhava is rejected, refuted. Then adhikruta adhikari bhava is refuted. Then even krama bhava, simple krama bhava is also being refuted by saying between the two there is a huge difference of bhava as well as jignasya.
Also
ekakartrukatvam, it can be there, but krama, you see, the same person can do karmas and later he can do brahma, or he may not do karmas and do brahma. Sometimes somebody else, he will do karmas and will not come for brahma at all. Therefore, there is no krama at all. The ekakartrukatva is not the point. Krama is not possible. Krama bhava is not possible. And the ekakartrukatva is also relevant in adhikruta adhikara bhava. Okay? In other places, it may not be very important. You see, nanushthanam vina veda vedanam paryavasyati brahmadhi stavataivasyat phaladeti paramata. Either there is a verse. It is coming from Anubhuti Prakasha or some such text. Veda Vedanam, study of Veda, the Karma Kanda part, the first part. Anushthanam vina na paryavasyati. Study Vedanam is knowing. You study and know. That is the Mimamsa, Karma Mimamsa. You study and know the Veda, the Karma part. And don't do anything about it. Then all that knowledge is a waste. It is like studying automobile engineering. All the books studied thoroughly, but never touched an engine and doesn't know how to repair an engine. That kind of a thing it is. So it is a useless effort. Whereas Brahmadhi Tavataiva Syat Phalada. Tavataiva Phalada Syat. Suppose you understand Brahma, you know Brahma, that is enough. That will give you right away the moksha. Iti means iti heto. For this reason, paramata. So Brahma Vidya is called paravidya. And karma vidya is aparavidya. Means if you gain that vidya, still remain a bag of bones, not fulfilled. Unless you perform those karmas. That issue is not here. That is the difference between karma and brahma. in the context of jignasya. Jignasya bheda, that is the jignasya bheda. Phala bheda is also there. Therefore, any krama between the two is not valid. All this he has to settle. Then only the karma is set aside and you put asadhana chatushtaya there. That is the preparation. He is explaining it. This is called Sangraha Vakyam. Dharma Brahma Jignyasa Yoho Phala Jignyasya Bhedachya. It is called Sangraha Vakyam. Bhashyakara's statement, which is made in a very brief way. And it will come. Just wait. And he will explain his own statements. He makes a brief statement, Bhashyakara, and he explains his own statements. That is called Vivarana Bhashya. Now Vivarana Bhashya is given. What? Abhyudaya phalam dharma jnanam.
Abhyudaya phalam dharma jnanam.
Tachya anusthana apeksham. You see, dharma jnanam, you understand dharma. I mean, dharma mimamsa you do. When you do dharma mimamsa, you gain dharma jnanam. That dharma jnanam, that has a phalam. What is the phalam? Abhyudaya is the phalam. Abhyudaya means, so, abhimukham indriyanam abhimukham udeti. Iti abhyudaya. Abhimukhi krutya udeti. Deti and it rises. Rises in front of the indriyas. That is called abhyudaya. That is the some etymological meaning. Means, some pleasure. Suppose they prepare some nice food and serve. So that comes before us as a nice enjoyable thing for the taste buds. Abhyudaya. Then they make a big palatial building and give it to you. So that is an abhyudaya. So for the body, mind and all sense organs, it provides a wonderful comfort. Therefore this building is an abhyudaya in this world. Suppose you go to heaven. And there some dance and all those programs will be there and you will be enjoying wonderful things, a very holiday out it is. Some kind of holidaying will be there in the heaven. Some kind of picnicking will be there. That is the enjoyable situation. That is called Abhyudaya. So Abhyudaya means worldly welfare. Welfare in this world and welfare hereafter. Both are called Abhyudaya. That is the phalam for dharma, the dharma mimamsa, dharma jnana. You study first part of the Veda and do dharma jnana, you get dharma jnana. That is the phalam. And also, tachya, that phalam also, anushthana peksham. Just by study, you won't get the phalam. The phalam requires the performance of all those karmas. Therefore, that is the karma situation with reference to phalam, and also the jignasya nature is like that. Come to Brahma Jnanam Nishreyasa Phalam Tu.
Nishreyasa Phalam Tu.
Brahma Vijnanam.
Brahma Vijnanam.
Nacha Anushthanantara Peksham.
Nacha Anushthanantara Peksham.
So do on the other hand, come to Brahma Vijnana, its phalam is Nishreyasa. So, Nishreyasa is Nityam Shreyaha Nishreyasam. That is one meaning given. The welfare or the good that occurs to you, that happens to you, is timeless. That is the moksha. You will never again come into the bondage of the samsara. That is Nityam Shreyaha Nishreyasam. Samasanta Pracheya will come. It is superior to all other welfare measures, all other kinds of welfare. Shreyaha is good. This is the supreme good. That is called Nishreyasam. So that is the moksha. That is the phalam for Brahmajnana. So you do Brahmajnasa, acquire Brahmajnana, you get moksha. Moksha is supreme. Nothing can be superior to that. Everything falls much short of that phalam. That is the moksha, freedom. That is the phalam. And then it doesn't require any performance of any action, etc. The Brahmajnanam, there is nothing for you to do there. Doing is the thing which is, a gulf between Dharmajnanam and Phalam. Whereas between Brahmajnanam and Phalam, there is no gap. Dharmajnanam instantly moksha phalam. That Brahmajnanam instantly moksha phalam. Did I say dharma?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
Brahmajnanam instantly moksha phalam. Dharmajnanam anushthanam and swargadi phalam. That is abhyudaya phalam. Such a big difference is there between the two. They are not even connected subject matters. The two jnanas are not at all connected in whichever way you see, they are not connected. Whether it is the nature of the subject matter is not connected, the phala is not connected. How the nature of the subject matter is not is different. In one there is anushthana apeksha, in the other no anushthana apeksha. Phala, one is abhyudaya, other is moksha. Therefore, two separate contexts they are. Their approach is different, their goal is different. Now you want to make a sequential connection between the two? You cannot. The krama is not possible. Then, some more, another hetu, cha. He says, you know, cha, bhavyascha. One more reason he is giving. For what? Reason for what? Reason for refuting krama. Krama, nirakarana. How? Bhavyascha dharma. Jinyasyaha. Jinyasyaha. Kale asti.
Kale asti.
You see, dharma, dharma is the karma that you perform. When you perform the mandated action, that is called dharma. This dharma is bhavyaha, means you have to make it happen. Bhavyaha, bhavati, it is bhavyaha. You have to make it happen. Na asti, it is not there. You have to make it happen. Bhavyascha dharmaha. That's why when you are knowing about it, dharma is not there. Jignasyaha, you have to know it, and having known it, you have to make it happen. Therefore, jnana kale nasti. At the time of knowing, it is not there. At the time of knowing, it is not there. This situation, where anushthana apeksha is there in one case, and in the other case, anushthana apeksha is not there. You can see this kind of a distinction in our day-to-day situation, day-to-day life also. Like, suppose you find you have some physical ailment, go to a physician. He will diagnose it. There is a thing called diagnosis. Once the diagnosis is done, the disease will not go away. Still the disease persists. Having diagnosed it, you have to consume medicine and wait for the medicine to work. Then only the disease is gone. Right? Suppose you have a mental problem. Mental problem could be the worry or fear or pain due to attachment. These are major mental problems. Okay. Now, once you understand the origin of the problem, this is the diagnosis. The fear. There is fear only because of a given superstition. Unless there is superstition, there cannot be fear. You got it all wrong. That's why you are afraid. Suppose you are afraid of some devata. That means either you are superstitious or you did not get it right. You did not understand it right. That's why you have fear. Now you look into it and understand it correctly. Get rid of this superstition. All that is jnana only, right? All that is knowing department only. There is no doing department in that. Only knowing department. Your fear is gone and you are free. You need not do anything about it. Therefore, between physical ailment and the psychological ailment, there is such a big distinction that one is not like the other. In the case of physical ailment, knowing followed by treatment. In the case of psychological ailment, knowing itself is enough to overcome the ailment. That kind of a difference is there. Within this, the difference is there. What to speak of the distinction between karma and brahma? That is the topic. So, dharma, jnyasyo dharma, the dharma that you try to know is bhavyaha. Means it has to, you have to make it happen. Why should I make it happen? Jnanakale nasti. It doesn't exist. The dharma doesn't exist at the time of knowing about dharma. Suppose you say, by taking bath in Ganga, we get punya. I now know it. So taking bath in Ganga, taking bath in Ganga, taking bath in Ganga, you will get punya? I will not get punya. People should understand. Just bath in Ganga, like that, do japam. Will you get punya out of it? No. You have to go and jump into the Ganga and go through all the difficulty of Ganga snanam, then get out, then you will get some punya. Therefore, that is how the karma works. So, jnanakale nasti. Okay? And also, one more, why so? Purusha vyapara tantratvat.
Purusha vyapara
tantro hetu. So, it is made possible by the action performed by the individual. Tantra is adhina, one meaning, or hetu, another meaning. పురుషం వ్యాపార హేతు పురుషం వ్యాపార తంత్రం హేతు పురుషం వ్యాపార తంత్రం తావ తస్మాత్ పురుషం వ్యాపార తంత్రవాత్ సో యు నో దట్ ధర్మ యు నో యు స్టడీ అండ్ నో సో వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యు స్టడీ ద బుక్ సమ్ కాశీఖండ సంథింగ్ సమ్ పురాణ యు స్టడీ అండ్ యు నౌ యు నో ఓ బై టేకింగ్ బాత్ ఇన్ గంగా లాట్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్యం విల్ కమ్ యు నౌ నో Then will you get punya? No. Why? Because purusha vyapara is the one which creates that punya. That punya has to be, it has to be created, bhavyaha. So, it is to be created. You have to make it happen. And it depends upon your action, the performance of the mandated action. That is how the karma works. Iha tu. Tu, on the other hand, always the contrast is brought out by the word tu. So, iha iha tu. Iha means Brahma Mimamsa. Iha means Brahma Mimamsa yam. Earlier what was said is dharma jinyasa, dharma mimamsa. Whereas in the Brahma Mimamsa, iha tu. Tu, on the other hand, iha Brahma Mimamsa yam. Brahma bhutam, not bhavyaha. Dharmo bhavyaha, brahma bhutam. Brahma hai, bhavateya hai. It is already siddham ichartha. Shall I use the different word? Bhavyaha, sadhyaha. You have to accomplish it. Bhutam siddham. It is already siddham, siddha brahma. You see, brahma siddham. So now what you need not accomplish it. So now what should be done then? Jinyasyam, vicharaniyam, you have to know it. So you have a longing for knowing the Brahma. And then you know, do vichara, you will know it. That's it. Already the job is done. Nityatvat. Nitya. Nitya means timeless. It is timelessly is. Whereas dharma is not timeless, it is time bound. It is created. At a given time, you perform the action, now it is created. It will wait and it will give phalam at a later date. And that phalam also will be limited. It is the phalam, it gets exhausted, it gets expended. That is how it is. Whereas Brahma, Nityam, Siddha, timeless, Bhutam, Mane, Siddham. So it is already accomplished. Therefore, na purusha vyapara tantram, it doesn't require as the hetu or the causative element any action to be performed by the individual. See, there is a Brahma vichara. So, where is Brahma? What is Brahma? Where is Brahma? Where is Brahma? What is Brahma? Very related questions, you know. Some people said Brahma is in Swarga. Somebody else said Brahma is in Kailasa. Somebody else said Brahma is in Vaikuntha. क्या ब्रह्म सम बॉर्डर लाइक थिंग है क्या टू सिट हियर एंड देयर एंड देयर श्रीलंका इन हैदराबाद देयर इज अ ह्यूज बॉर्डर एंड दैट बॉर्डर दे पुट द व्यक्तिगत नाम आल्सो and therefore that border is called Namala Gundu. The border with vertical painted Namas. So we sat down in Hyderabad railway station and asked, where is Namala Gundu? They will tell you, take 26 number bus and last stop you get down. And so you take the bus and get down. And there you ask somebody, sir, where is Namala Gundu? You go this way and take left. So go there and take left. There you will see Namala Gundu. Brahma isa hai kya? It is not like that. Then somebody else says, Brahma is in Mooladhara, or in Manipura, or in Ajna, or in Sahasrara. Kya, is it some kind of a thing which is sitting inside you? Caught in one of the organs of the body. Is that what Brahma is? Brahma is not a, they say cheese, you know, cheese means a thing, some physical thing. Is it Brahma, is a physical thing or what? No, it is not any of these things. Brahma, is it Chaitanam Jadamva? You want it, how do you say? Is it Jnana Swarupa, sentience or insentience? What do you think of Brahma? It is sentient, it cannot be Jada. It should be sentient. If it is sentient, atmatve naiva upalabhyate, chetanam brahma, atmatve naiva upalabhyate, upalabdhancha, atmatve no upalabdham upalabhyate. Like that there is a sutra, something similar to that. The chetanam brahma, it upalabdhi means jnanam, or gaining. Jnanam is always gaining also. Chaitanya Brahma, it was gained by people, great Mahatmas earlier, as Atma. And you can also gain it only as Atma. You cannot gain it in any other way. What are you thinking of Brahma? How can you connect it to karma? How can you do that? You cannot do that. And therefore, trying to establish a relation between karma and Brahma using atha is not valid. So, this Brahma, the Shruti says, it is aprameya. Shruti says like that to Brahma. So, the Vijayana Swami says, anyatve napramayatvam. Suppose you say, Brahma is anya, the other. It is not Atma, it is other than the Atma. Then in that case, the Brahma cannot be aprameya. Because whatever is other than me will come to be known to me. It will come, I will know it. Okay, if not today, tomorrow I will know it. Like I told you, Namala Gundu. Today you don't know, but tomorrow you can go to Hyderabad and know it. You can always know it. Therefore, it cannot be aprameya. So, anyatve napramayatvam, prameyatve cha drishyata. Suppose you say, no, Brahma is not aprameya, Brahma is prameya only. Prameya means that can be visualized, that can be known. They tell story, Brahma appeared to Dhruva. Therefore, Brahma appears. Brahma appeared to the gentleman in his dream and talked with him also. Brahma. You have all these stories going very very much current, not in the society. Among the students of Vedanta, they are current. That is the Vedanta part of it, that is the Pali part of it. So that's why I complain. If it is there in the society, I don't complain. Therefore, anyatve, suppose prameyatve, suppose you say Brahma is something that can be known. Dhruva has known Brahma. And somebody else has known Brahma, and people who go to Vishnu Loka, they will know Brahma. Suppose you say like that, then Brahma becomes drishya. Prameya vecha drishyata. So, okay, drishya becomes, then what? Drishya becomes jada, nashvara. Ataha, aprameyata shrauti, atmanyavasita bhavet. That is Vijayana Swami. Therefore, this aprameyata, Brahma is aprameya. Aprameya means it is something which is unknown and unknowable. Brahma is unknown and unknowable. That becomes meaningful only when the Brahma merges in Atma. Atmani avasita bhavet. The Brahma. Then you stop looking outside, above. Okay, Brahma. You stop looking outside. Okay, Brahma. You stop looking inside also. Go into yourself. How deeply should I go into myself? You should go so deeply into yourself to such an extent that yourself is not there anymore. You yourself are not there anymore. Because suppose you yourself are still persisting, that is known to you, then it is prameya only, not aprameya. Therefore you go so deep within yourself, this is called pratyaka. So Prachak Brahma. So go deep, so deep into yourself that you yourself are not there. What is, is. It is neither myself nor something other than myself. It is neither other nor myself. It is what is. What is. Drashtru Drushya Bheda is resolved. You go deep, so deep within you, then you that is the Brahma. And therefore, so, aprameyata shrauti. Shrauti aprameyata atmani avasita bhavet. The aprameyata, the unknown and unknowable nature of the Brahma, which is discussed by the Shruti, it goes and merges in one's own self. That way you have to understand. Okay? Then one more reason. Reason for what? To refute the krama between karma and Brahma. One more reason. What is that? Chodana pravutti bheda cha. Chodana is the vidhi. When it comes to vidhi, when it comes to karma, the Veda vidhi, it functions in one way. Pravutti is its function. In one way it functions. But when it comes to Brahma, the same Veda functions altogether different way. Therefore, there cannot be any krama connection between the two. Followed it. That is the Sangraha Vakya. Chodana Pravutti Bheda Cha. What is Cha? Cha means Karma Brahmanoho Kramaha Navivakshitaha Kota Iti Chaved. And one more reason is being given. Okay? What is this Cha? Chodana Pravutti Bheda. He is explaining. Now comes the Sangvivarna Vashya. Yahi Chodana Dharmasya Lakshanam Saswa Vishaye Jnanaiva Purusham Avabodhayati Brahma Chodana Tu Purusham Avabodhayatyeva Kevalam. You see, take a vakya from the karma section, karma mimamsa sentence, vidhi vakya. And how does it function? The vidhi vakya, how does it function? It functions in this way. How? First, it helps the person to know. Having helped the person to know, then the goads, goading means commanding and making him do something. Goads the person to perform. Perform what? Whatever is, it is trying to help the person to know. So like Veda, Vidhi, it is helping you to know what is Darsha Purnama Sreshti. It helps you to know. Now you know. So it helped you to know, that's why you have known. Is it over? No, it is not over. Even while helping you to know Darsha Purnama Sreshti, the same Vedavakya pushes you or impels you, or if you want a better word, inspires you to act. Therefore, giving all the required knowledge and then goading you to act, it comes as a package. This is called Shabdi Bhavana. Shabdi Bhavana versus Arthi Bhavana. So, it is, suppose this is how you have to perform Daksha Purnama Shishti. Now it is up to you to perform or not. If you like to perform, otherwise go to your home. It doesn't come like that. It doesn't come like that. In such a neutral way, it doesn't come. It comes with an agenda. You want to know Daksha Purnama Shishti? Yes. Then you have to do it. Are you ready? Yes, I am ready to do it. Then no. Now it will be done. You know how this is, that ling is there with a ling. So, Darsha Purnama Sabhyam Swarga Kamo Ye Jeta Tata. That is the with a ling. Also called Akshyata. That commands you to do it. What are you thinking? Get up and do. It comes like that. Niyunjanaiva. Why did I inform you all the details about Darsha Purnamasa? Just for some entertainment or what? As a kalakshepam? No. You get up and do it. Okay. Then come to Upanishad. Brahma. Brahma Jnana. It just helps you to know. That's all. Avabodhayatyeva kevalam. Natu niyunjana. Shrutihi niyunjana na bhavati. Arva shrutihi na niyunte kevalam avabodhayati. That is the way the shruti functions in Brahma context. The same shruti in dharma context functions entirely differently. This is once again kind of a treatment given by the physician versus psychiatrist, cognitive behavioral therapist. Cognitive behavioral therapist, he will not have any pad to prescribe a medicine. Take it like that. A prescription pad he does not need, he doesn't have. He never prescribed any medicine in his life. He hears what all you say and gives you a good piece of advice. You get into your heart, you are cured. That is Brahma Mimamsa. Rather than Karma Mimamsa, he will do all diagnostic tests, then gives a prescription, and then you have to go to the medical shop, take the medicine and follow it. 5-day course or whatever, you have to follow it. Then your disease is cured. That kind of a thing it is. Therefore, in Karma Mimamsa, giving information followed by commanding you to perform the karma. In Brahma Mimamsa, helping you to know. And there it ends. This is how Chodana Pravrutti Bheda. The Chodana is the Vidhivakya. So Karma Kanda Gata Vidhivakya Pravrutti versus Upanishad Gata Shruti Vakya Pravrutti. Here also it is called Vidhivakya. Though it is not a command, but Upachara, we say like that. This Vakya versus that Vakya. They are entirely two different things. Therefore, there cannot be any Krama between them. Therefore, the meaning of Atha, you cannot give as Karma Mimamsa Anantaram, that kind of meaning you cannot give. Then what meaning should we give? You have to wait for that. That will come tomorrow morning. See, in this classroom, there is enough space for all of you. I can see that. If another half a dozen people suddenly jump in, then also we can sit here and study. There is so much space. It is Pushpaka Vimanam, I tell you. Take it like that.